right, gang. Puck Off is in the house. What's going on? Frazier Smith here. And with me, Joe Bartnick. Joe, how are you?
Fantastic, 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 Captain. Doing great. I saw AC/DC this weekend.
You know, I heard it was, I couldn't go, but I heard it was a fantastic show. What'd you
Phenomenal.
Think?
I've seen them 30 years, and they just get better and better. I really, it was phenomenal.
Was this the best you've ever seen them?
I think it was. I really do. And I thought last, whatever, 5 years ago at the Forum was the best they could ever be. They're just phenomenal.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
They're phenomenal. And
how'd the Dodger Stadium crowd like them?
Well, I saw them up in San Francisco.
Oh, you did? Oh.
So, yeah, it was great because, you know, they have the song like Rock or Bust. So they were selling T-shirts of the Rock or Bust with Alcatraz on them.
Ah,
but
okay.
I didn't have $35. For $35. I mean, you know, geez, $35.
No wonder they're doing better than ever.
Yeah, they are. They're
but good show, though, right? Good show.
Fantastic, fantastic lights. I mean, just the whole. I guess they had 25 tractor trailers rolling into Pac Bell Stadium.
Wow, I heard they're astronauts now.
Yeah,
they are.
They're astronauts.
Yeah,
it was just a phenomenal show. The other thing that went down was, and we can talk about it later in our fantasy update. And as a matter of fact, we'll have to get Johnny Bench, who now has his own microphone, but we won't turn it on quite
well
yet.
You know, Johnny Bench got us some of the best new equipment.
This equipment is rocking and rolling.
It's going to sound better than ever.
Yeah, I think we're going to be in two ears now and no hiss. And
I know I can hear myself.
Yeah, yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good, but, I lost my train. Glad it's still the preseason. Oh, we'll get to get the Dear Mr. Fantasy back. We'll talk a little fantasy at the end of the show.
Sure, we got to do it.
We had our fabulous fantasy draft.
And how'd that go?
Well, you know, I drafted last, which I thought was a little bit, you know, I guess they wanted to prove that there's no home cooking.
Well.
So Sid was gone. Gino was gone. I took Patrick Kane first.
Well, you can now again because it looks like.
Yeah, he was. If you have news on that, let me know. But, I got Letang, I got P.K. Subban, I got Olimata. My big score, I got Luch, but my big score was Mr. Jaromir Jagr.
Nice, that's your boy.
Has a home with Team Bartnick. So we're not trading him at the deadline, everybody.
No, come on.
And I thought some of the fun names I wanted to remember was one you won't like, though, but a good one. I like the people who are friends of the really listen to the show with the names. We have F. John Scott.
Oh, man.
John Scott.
My buddy.
Yeah, F. John Scott killed me. Everyone I wanted, he took. Like, really, like, everyone.
The F. John Scott guy did?
F. John Scott killed me. Stahl Stash, I like that name.
That's Jared cool.
And the one that you probably wouldn't like was, I thought it was a funny name, though. And obviously, he listened to the show, Claude Lemieux's hat trick.
Oh, no.
So we had fun. It was a nice little ribbing each other. A little ribbing in here and there was good. I like when everyone's there. I think only one person wasn't there.
Who else is in your league?
Johnny Bench. Who did Johnny Bench get? Were you the only guy on auto draft?
I was the auto draft. Yeah, I completely it slipped my mind.
Well, that's okay. You're injured.
He still could win it all.
He still could win. You know that.
That's my pick. I'm picking Johnny.
We would put the asterisk next to him though.
It's auto draft, man. Yeah, you gotta love auto draft.
Yeah. Well, he's a busy man.
That's
a full time job.
Sure is.
Engineering this show, running the famous Puck Off Twitter account.
It takes a lot.
All right, let's get to some news and notes here before we do the
Can
West.
I say one thing?
Oh,
one
absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely.
I haven't watched any preseason hockey, but I did watch like 2 seconds. Replays, I guess, really on SportsCenter. But this Jack Eichel is awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how good that guy is.
He's good.
Am I wrong? I mean, I saw
him in a preseason
game. He was phenomenal.
He's phenomenal. He's a great player. He's only Disco Dan could
correct that.
Only Disco Dan could put him back in the AHL. No, I mean he's a stud. He's a man. He's a man.
He's fast. He's big. Can score.
He's a little nasty. We
wow.
Love him.
Yeah, that guy's good.
Love him. Yeah, he's
going to be good.
What I've watched in preseason is. Gino and his Russian buddy look amazing together with Hornquist.
By the way, Gino is the missing Hansen.
He dressed up as Hansen.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
fun. Getting, I guess Slapshot's big in Russia. It's big everywhere around the world.
Everywhere
around the world.
You got to love that.
Big. Yeah. So Plotnikoff and Gino were together, look good, along with Hornquist. And I guess Sid and Kessel looking good. Sid and Kessel got a lot of crap, though, because they didn't go to Johnstown.
Yeah, why didn't they go?
I don't know. I think it was kind of a poor move. I guess the pay.
Is that resting your stars, or what is that?
Well, that's, you split the team up where, Gino goes half the games and Sid goes the other half. Okay. I guess that was. But the purpose
is resting your stars.
Yeah, the purpose is you don't play everyone every day in
don't get
September.
Them hurt. Don't get them, yeah.
But, Tampa Bay brought the triplets and Stamkos and everybody.
Yeah.
And Hedman. So I think, and, a lot of people are defending Sid. I think Sid should have went up and played. Come on.
I do, too.
It's on national TV.
I do, too.
It's for the craft thing. I know Sid does enough for the league, and he does everything they ask him. But you know what? Even Lemieux was there.
Come on, Sid.
So he could have rode in the lid. He'd have to ride the team bus if he wanted to show up late.
Yeah.
But I guess him and Kessel have been playing pretty good. But you guys, we beat Tampa Bay, but you guys have beaten us like 13-2 a combined
score. We got your number in preseason anyway.
You are killing us.
Yeah.
Well, 13-2, though.
But let's not load up all those goals now, guys.
I maybe speaking out of turn, but I guess Jimmy Howard's looked pretty good, too. So he's putting a little scare in Mazarek or whatever's going to happen.
I still think Mazarek, but.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. The only young guy who looks good for Pittsburgh is Daniel Sprong, but he's only 18. He's the youngest guy out there, and he looks better than anybody.
Well, he's 18, but he likes it.
Yeah. A little Alice Cooper for you. He's scoring at home.
Yeah. So he looks good to you.
He looks amazing, but he'll be back in juniors. They'll screw that up. And the other one is our goalie phenom, Matt Murray, looked great against – that's the game you saw against Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a six. He's like Ben Bishop. He's like Ben Bishop, but he knows how to play goal.
Listen to you.
Yeah, so he's looking good, but I think he's going to go back. They went and played him in the. See, the thing is Zakhov stinks, but do you waste Murray's development by having him sit behind the flower, or do you get 25 good starts?
What do you think about that? Do you think it's better to be down there and playing?
Well, my vision is not of Matt Murray's parents or his agent or his best friend. My vision is of the skating penguin. That means you bring Matt Murray up and he plays the 25 flower doesn't play. And throw development to the wind. The kid's ready.
Yeah.
Let Zakhov lose all those games.
But at least you have him down there playing.
Right. Well, I mean, the goaltending, I mean, we're going to get Corey Hirsch back. I heard a birdie that he's coming back this year.
Well, I heard he's going back to the NHL.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready.
Sportsnet.
That's what I heard.
Yeah,
I
so he'll be with us maybe starting next week. But I mean, you when Corey's not on the show, you are our resident expert.
Well, that's why we're in trouble.
Yeah. So what would you do?
I think you're right. I'd have him in the minors playing.
Oh no, well, that's not what I said.
Oh, well, who are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about you bring Murray up and have him play the 25. The flower.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You think he's ready?
He looks pretty good, and he dominated the AHL last year. It's just a matter of are you saying is 25 enough?
I guess that's what I'm saying. Is it better to keep busy, stay sharp,
or
than be sitting most of the time?
Or do you face Sid and Gino and Kessel and Letang and practice?
Well, that's certainly.
And then and you learn and you watch one of the best there is right now in Marc-Andre Fleury. And you come in the big show when you can't screw up.
It's a tough question. I'm going to
sell you on the fact that I want him in Pittsburgh. Because we made it last year on the last day of the year. I don't want to give away games.
Well, every game turns out to be important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. Well, you know what? You should be just thankful you have a good guy there.
I'm very thankful.
Yeah. I don't know. I you know, I always opt for more playing time because, you know, it's like the stand-up comedy we do. If you, the more you play,
yes, right,
the better you get. But you're right. The other thing is in practice, he'd be facing some big guns. That might be good for his development. I don't know. But you're saying bring him up.
I went to. I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose 10 games because Zachoff was incompetent. Because I mean, let's.
And you're not very. You don't have a lot of faith in Zachoff.
Well, I mean, they replaced him. They replaced him 2 years ago. They replaced him a couple years ago because they didn't think he was competent. Now they're trying to save money.
Yeah, that's never.
I mean, it's not. I mean, you know, it's. I mean, let's face it. We don't exactly have the 76th Canadians defense either.
Yeah, yeah, good point.
You know, once you get past Letang and Ole, it's a lot of chasing.
Yeah.
A lot of shots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if you want Zachoff to be cannon fodder. But we have a lot. Of, we have a I'm sure all of our fans are like, you know, we're going to be talking about this.
Oh, we'll be talking about
the rest of the season. But let's get the news.
Right now, we got the Pacific Division.
Well, I'm going to do some news and notes here.
Oh, news and notes. Okay,
news and notes. Just some news and notes. We can,
all right.
Seidenberg. Dennis Seidenberg. You know, a tough top four defenseman, solid guy, back surgery, out 6 to 8 for the Boston Bruins still.
Boy, are they, wow.
They're hurting. The good news is Chara is back skating.
Well, that is good news. I was talking to our friend, Mr. Burr.
Here.
Your buddy. He just called. And, you know, he...
Still mad about this.
He's just...
Still defending the Sagan trade, may I add.
Yes, exactly. And you cannot get in a conversation with him without him bad-mouthing the Bruins management.
Well, yeah, you know, exactly. And for those...
I mean, he loves his team. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But...
No, well, and it's a big tease because he literally just promised to you that when he's back in town on a day...
He's going to do my show.
Yeah, he's coming.
Thank you for hooking that up.
He's coming in.
There's no better comedian than Bill Burr.
No, he's coming in for puck off.
He's so. Number one. And, you know, and he's a big hockey fan and very loyal Bruin fan, of course. But, you know, upset that they didn't get anybody for some of the guys they let go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, they didn't. But that's another sad story. But he'll be on probably the middle of December.
Yeah, great.
To yell at it for an hour.
He's going
to
go off. Yeah.
So turn your volume down for that. There's nothing he likes better than defending the Sagan-Louis Erickson trade.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
Nothing, yeah, so yeah. That'll take a full hour. Yeah. Johnny Bench, get your no-dos. And other news, Chris Versteeg, your old buddy, who was traded to Carolina, is now hurt.
Oh, yeah. Is he? Oh.
The Hamburglar is hurt.
The burglar's hurt?
The burglar is hurt.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, that just happened yesterday. I'm not quite sure. But in good news, and I do mean good news, Max Pacioretty is skating once again with Le Habitant. So he is back. So everyone, me and you who picked the Canadians to make the playoffs,
we're happy about that.
A little bit easier on that.
Yeah.
And Eberle from Edmonton, if enough that affects your recent picks this week. But Eberle is hurt. Bad shoulder, out 4 to 6 weeks.
Well, that's too bad. I had Edmonton winning the division. But
you can burn that pick now.
Changes that pick.
Yeah. All right. So speaking now, we are up to our Western. The West is the best.
I think it is.
I think the Central's tougher, but I think the top couple in the West. Well, no, I think the Central's tougher.
Central's pretty tough, yeah.
Central's pretty tough. But I like the teams in the West. Obviously, that's our home turf. Captain. Drum roll, please.
Who do I pick number one?
Number one. Who's your pick?
Okay. I do not pick them to win at all, but I pick them to win their division. The Ducks.
The Ducks coming in number one in the Western Conference. I as well have picked the Ducks to win the Western or the Pacific Division, excuse me.
Yeah.
The Pacific Division, excuse me, yes. Your reasoning, sir.
Well, first of all, they were super strong last year, and you know they've got a loaded team, and I think that all their superstars are going to come through. You know, Getz is going to have another great year. Kessler, you know, and they did add to the team Carl Hagelin.
Yes, your buddy. You like Hagelin.
Well, he's very fast. And Kevin Bieksa on defense.
Yeah, Bieksa, the old Vancouver.
I never can say his name right,
yeah,
but he's a good defenseman. And they did lose Bochman and Bolesky, though. But I just feel that the Ducks have such a solid lineup. Even Barbecue Bruce can't mess it up. And I really feel that they're strong. And I feel that they're hungry after not getting there last year. Came so close, fell apart at the very last game. But I feel like they're going to do it this year. It seems like their year. Plus, here's my other ace in the hole. They added Paul McLean as assistant coach.
Look at that gem. You stole the – you must
come on,
been,
man.
You must have been, like, this is in school. But no one ever read off my paper in school.
Or mine. But here's the thing.
Yeah, because you know exactly what I'm thinking. Barbecue yeah. Bruce will have Thanksgiving at home in Canada, and Paul McLean, the Walrus, your man.
The Walrus,
will,
I love.
Will be ahead of your Anaheim Ducks.
No one has ever given a better speech, parting speech, after they got fired. And it just right there, I go, oh, that guy's good.
Yeah.
So this guy, I think that's a big addition for the Ducks.
I love the Ducks this year. I think they made some necessary changes. Not to say changes. I just think they're loading up. I don't like how they lost Boschman, but they got Bieksa, who's a little younger, actually a little meaner. First of all, the big three. I mean, Superman, Batman, and Kessler. You can't beat Getzlaf, Perry, and Kessler.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, that's just the best. They added Hagelin, who, I mean, they lost Pulaski. You know, and that's a big loss.
I think it is, yeah. But
they lost Bolesky, but Haglund's going to score some big goals for them. He's got that East Coast kind of pesky BS about him that you gotta love. Lindholm. Their young defenseman is ready to explode. You know.
Now I think they traded Emerson Adam.
Yeah,
that guy's pretty good.
Yeah, I liked him, but, you know, you got to give to get. So they got to eat him. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, they got Hagelin for him.
Yeah, I know. And that's a pretty even trade, I think.
Yeah, the other guy they're going to lose a little bit is Kyle Palmieri.
Yeah.
He fit in their system, but they got Chris Stewart. Now, let me tell you something about Chris Stewart. If you're ever going to do something, Chris Stewart, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, come on, Chris Stewart. Step up.
I mean, he's Mr. Potential. I mean, he is Mr. Potential,
yeah.
Chris Stewart. So, and the other guy, and it makes me sad, but I love Simone Dupre. Just keeps getting better and better. So, I mean, next week we're going to do our finals picks because it's our last show.
It's our final, yeah.
But I'm leaning Ducks, and I'm leaning Ducks because of one reason. I think Murray, the management there, is going to be sick of Barbecue Bruce by Thanksgiving.
You think
they're getting Murray?
You
they're
going to
get
McLean. Whole move in. With McLean was
yeah,
good.
I think Anderson, Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tales are over, and I think Gibby's coming in, and then boom, they're going on a roll.
Here comes the Walrus.
Yeah,
Ukukachoo.
I mean, I tell you what, if Raquel can play hot, Raquel's pretty good. If Raquel can show up and actually anchor a number three center. And Chris Stewart, you got Raquel Stewart and Cogliano. I mean, that's one of the best third lines in hockey. And the top two lines, Silverberg's going to score. Kessler's Kessler. And Hagelin. And then you got the big boys with – I love Patrick Maroon. He's a battleship out there with hands, I mean, on the top line.
Yeah.
I just really like their team. I mean, I mean Vatanen's a pretty good defenseman. Stoner, solid. It really comes – I mean, look at it. What happened last year? Superman found kryptonite in one game, and Barbecue hasn't found his game seven his team can't choke in.
Right? Yeah, it's true. Because they had a great year.
Yeah, it's
true. And right down the last game.
Yeah.
But I think they get it done this year.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's theirs to lose, except for one team in the Pacific that's just about another that's, you know, could either be a half hour or 5 hours away.
Yeah, that's depending on the five.
Depending on your traffic report.
Usually
there.
For me it's 5 hours.
Yeah.
But you're talking about your LA Kings.
Yeah, yours, mine, Johnny Bench's. The LA Kings, I have them number two. Is that your number two pick?
You know what? I had them three.
You had them? Wow.
Now, I'm saying Kings are going to, I think in the playoffs, I think in the playoffs it's a different story.
We'll hold the suspense.
I think it's a playoffs.
Who your second
story.
Pick is.
Okay.
but it blew me. I can't believe you didn't pick the Kings. I can't believe it.
Well, I feel that they will have a good year, and I feel that they will come alive in the playoffs again. But I do feel that it's gotten to be tradition almost for them to kind of, you know, coast a little. I'm not saying they, you know, don't play hard, but I'm just saying coast a little and kind of ease their way into the playoffs. Last year they weren't able to get in. They couldn't turn it on at the last second like they have been. But I think that's kind of their MO, not to burn themselves out in the regular season and kind of just sneak in there and then do damage once they get in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that there's – I picked them second, and on just on paper and gut and maybe a little bit of heart, I mean, I could have easily picked them first. But they just have a couple big question marks to me is if Nick Shore can play third center, if he can really step in and play – to replace Jared Staal. Jared Staal's gone.
Staal is gone.
I think they're, if
Justin Williams is gone.
Justin is a big postseason loss. But, you know, this now for the regular season, they're getting Pearson back. He's the big boy of the 70s. I mean, they're going to have all the 70s. They're going to have King, the young guns. They're going to have Toffoli. Toffoli's amazing. They're going to have Pearson, and they're going to have King. And Dustin Brown only had 11 goals last year.
Well, now,
Dusty has to bounce back.
That is a big question. Do we see the old Dusty Brown this year?
I think this is really the run. This is really like, you know, the run for the roses. I mean, I think – and the other thing, too, is, I mean, the hottest seats in coaching are right here. Because, I mean, you know, we've all heard the rumors or the truths or whatever that Sutter got locked out last year. You know, so if things aren't going right, they're going to get a new coach.
As much as
it's unfair to Daryl, Daryl's a great human being and a great coach.
And he's done a good job, real good job.
I mean, you know, they're going to get someone new in here. And anyone new that gets this lineup with any kind of new
energy,
they're going to cream people.
Well, you're right. And the big addition of Luch, which is huge.
I mean, if that doesn't fire everybody up, how does that not fire?
He'll take on the entire
Pearson
Ducks team.
Oh, that's what the great Ian Bagg was saying, that he has friends on the team that were like telling him, hey, here's the new sushi restaurants in town and where to eat and stuff, guys. And the Kings showing them like Manhattan Beach and, we're just around town. And Luch was just telling everyone who he was going to fight in the Western Conference.
He doesn't care about sushi.
No. I mean, he is coming out. It's his contract year. I mean, he is coming out here to kick somebody.
Well, you know he's going to kick ass. That's
I mean, it's no doubt. You know, and you know, Muzzin, he started slowly, but he came back. I mean, Voinov is probably going to play.
Now, do you think so?
No one said he's not.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Right?
I haven't heard that. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and then they still got the big Schultz. I mean, Schultz is a young kid. He's huge.
What about Ehrhoff?
Yeah, you know.
No?
I mean, you know, if you think Christian Ehrhoff's going to change the tide, and I hope he does because I'm a Kings fan, but I've been under his scourge, you know, I dealt with his scourge last year, you know. He's the – if Yandel's the poster child for the skirt, then Ehrhoff is the baseball card version of the skirt.
you're not big on that.
No, if Daryl Sutter's thinking that's going to change the ship, he might as well just stay up. He might as well stay on the farm. But if Voinov comes back, you know, Martinez is going to have to bounce back a little bit.
Yeah,
Green. I mean, he's old, but I love the guy. And basically, it comes down to if a couple of these young D guys like McNabb or McBain. McBain's a little guy, or Schultz can move up. I mean, because Dowdy, when you play Dowdy 35 minutes a game, he's exposed. He's one of the best defensemen in the league, but you can't play a guy 35 minutes a game.
They overplayed him last year.
Yeah, you can't play him 35 minutes a game. So, I mean, you know, I just think, you know, I just look at that lineup, and, I mean, there's no weaknesses. Their fourth line is two vet. You know, Nolan's a veteran now. Hell, Nolan's got two rings. Lewis and Clifford. The third line is, I mean, if Shore can step in, and
and I always love Clifford.
Season. You know, yeah. And you got King back on the third line. I love him. Luch, and I actually had people saying, Luch isn't really, really bonding with Kopitar and Gabrick yet. It's like, there it's
always takes time.
Yeah, it's September. It's split.
Yeah, come on.
It's split squads.
It takes time.
You don't think that they're going to mesh the first shift when they dump the puck in and Lucci sends someone to, you know, Santa Monica.
Yeah, that's when they're going to be happy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's all yeah. My biggest fear with them right now is they lost Martin Jones. Because they're going to play.
You know what? That was a loss. You're right.
Enroth is not Martin Jones.
Martin Jones is very good.
He was solid yeah. as a rock. I mean,
yeah, that's a loss.
He made a move. I mean, you know, he's a great backup goaltender, you know, and Quick has got to bounce back a little bit.
I think he will.
He didn't have his best year last year.
No, he didn't, but I think he will this year. And, so you don't think losing Sakura hurts or
I don't think it helps.
Richards or
Richards I think really turned out to be a complete distraction.
Yeah.
Except
to the border guards. They weren't fooled.
No. And the other thing is maybe 3-on-3 is gonna help them with Doughty and Doughty and Kopitar and Gavrik because Quickie was not good on shootouts last year and that really cost him the playoff spot, so
well, I don't think he, like you said, had his best year. Yeah. And I just have a feeling he's going to rebound. He's very good.
I do, too. And I think, you know, Lombardi's a real genius, and he's a great GM. And if Sutter really did wear out his welcome, I mean, you give someone the keys to this car, and it's off. Like, they're not missing the playoffs 2 years in a row
with
this team.
I agree.
I mean, it's not going to happen. So,
who did I have second?
Yeah, who do you have second?
Those Calgary Flames.
Wow.
Well, I just think, you know, they had, I don't know if they can duplicate their energy of last year. I thought they had great energy. Johnny Hockey turned out to be pretty darn good. I don't know. You know, Dougie, they got Dougie Hamilton.
Yeah, that's a little bit better than getting Christian Ehrhoff, in my opinion.
Yeah, they got Frolik.
Frolik now there is a very good professional solid right winger.
Yeah,
definitely love that pickup.
Yeah,
I mean that was a score.
They get their captain back.
They get their captain back. Yeah, and I guess they'll be teamed with can Giordano keep up that. Can everybody on that franchise keep that up? I mean, they really jumped the we're getting better, the rebuilding curve. But they're getting Sam Bennett back, who was hurt a lot last year. Bennett can be a star.
Now, do you think Dougie Hamilton will be a star there or no?
I did not like them getting Hamilton one bit. I thought their defense was solid, and they spent a lot of money on a guy that everyone in Boston knew was, to quote the great Michael Therrien, soft.
Ah.
They don't like soft.
But he can move the puck.
He can move the puck, but if you don't want to go in the corner and get it.
Yeah.
No. You think they're going to like that in Calgary?
You don't think
Luch is going to like enjoy? You don't think Luch is going to enjoy going down and knowing Hamilton doesn't like the corner?
And he knows, believe me.
Oh, yeah. You think Ryan Kessler is going to care?
But, you know, you do have a lot of people think he's a good player.
A lot of people do. But, I mean, and one inside report that shows that I was right doesn't mean I'm right. But I'm watching him a lot. I watch the Bruins a lot. He was a man that didn't like to go in the corner.
Uh-huh.
And then they exposed him on that. But, you know, there's other things to talk about. I love Monahan. I think the number one center did not have a sophomore slump last year. He is a superstar.
Yeah, Monahan's good.
That guy's great. Hudler, your old buddy from Detroit, played great. If Goudreau just doesn't bomb out, has a pretty good season. That's a great number one line. And their second line, you add Frolik, that's a good number two line. I'm not sold on their third and fourth lines to play big boy hockey. I think that's where they really drop off compared to all the teams in the Central,
right?
And the two big boys in the West. So they can be second on your book. I just think Hartley, you know, he won the Jack Adams last year. He's a grinder coach. Those guys played so above their heads. I mean, can it happen again?
Well, you know, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Goudreau got every bounce last year.
They did. But what I liked about them was their energy. They showed up and they showed up with passion.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're right. Can you do that 2 years in a row?
The Kings
have made themselves better.
That's the thing is, I mean, I love Giordano. I love Russell. I love TJ Brody. Even Smead, I'm okay with. And, you know, Weidman. Weidman's a great 5'6 defenseman. And you got my old buddy, Derek England. I mean, you know, they didn't have to go. That's the thing. If they got Hamilton on the cheap, that's different. But they paid a lot of money.
They paid a lot of money
to get Hamilton to when they could. How about a number two center? How about a big winger?
So you think a big winger.
You know, I wouldn't have given that money.
Too much money for Dougie.
I think so. But you know, Hiller and Ramo. Sometimes when you have two goaltenders, it's like with two quarterbacks. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Hiller came in, played good last year at the end. I don't know. I think a lot of things went right for them, and I wish them the best of luck. And I think adding Frolik was good, but
You're not sold.
I'm not sold on them. I picked them fourth.
Okay,
but I almost picked them third because I thought I'm really stupid to go with who I was going to go with at third. But I'll stick with third. But the print edition of my picks may be different once I think about it a little longer.
Okay. Now, do you know who I had fourth? Of course you do.
You blew me away with your second.
Canucks.
You have the Canucks fourth?
Yeah.
Wow. You are off the board.
Yeah.
You're off the board. Well, you know, I picked the
101 points last year.
Yeah, I picked them seven teams. I picked them sixth.
Really?
I picked them sixth. Fourth or third, I have the San Jose Sharks.
Okay.
I think I have
them fifth.
Okay, well, let's talk Vancouver. Let's talk Vancouver then. You have them third.
No, fourth.
Fourth, excuse me. I have them sixth. Go ahead. Your reasoning why they are going to make
the playoffs. A lot of people thought they played over their heads last year, and I think they did surprise everybody. But they surprised me in a positive way. I was like, okay, maybe they're not dead.
Okay. Now, my rebuttal.
You know, they really had a good year.
Yeah. My rebuttal is they're done.
You think?
I think that playoff series against Calgary showed they're done. I was shocked. I picked them to win that series. I thought this was their final stand, Kessler's last stand. The Sedinians were going to rally, and they knew this was their last chance, and they just didn't show up. And then they get rid of Cassian, and they got...
Well, that is true.
They got Prust. I like Prust, and Prust is a gamer, so I'm not going to knock getting Prust for Cassian, but, excuse me, now there's no Eddie Lack. Hey, Eddie Lack is not Patrick Waugh, but Miller can't stay healthy. And Markstrom, when's Markstrom ever stopped a shot? I was really big on these guys the end of last year. I'm down on them now. And to me, they're a team that knows they're not going to win.
Well,
When I see hockey teams know they're not going to win, older vets, they don't play that hard. And this is not the division not to show up in.
Well, they didn't show up in the playoffs last year. You're right. But we're talking regular season here, and they did have a good regular season.
They did. I thought Bieksa was their best defenseman. I know Elder probably put up more points. Elder, Tanev, I mean, Hamus, he came with all this promise years ago. They don't have anybody back there they don't have any thumpers. They don't have any guys that clear creases, the clean. Bieksa was the only guy to hit on that team. From the blue line, but they got the kid Barkowski, Pittsburgh guy, got shoved out of Boston for some reason, even though they could certainly use him. I'm just not, you know, is Verbata going to have that? Verbata played amazing last year with the Sedins. Can he keep that up? I mean, Sutter is your number two center, my old buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. he wanted to be a number two center, Sutter. Well, now you got your wish.
Now he is.
Yeah, you got your wish. And now your wingers are, I wish I could remember, are Alex Burrows, and I can't read my writing. But, you know, dude, he's He's the number two center. The other, you know, the other number two centers in the West are of competing teams. It's Kessler. Kessler, Jeff Carter, and Logan Couture.
Okay. Yeah, well, point well taken.
No way. Yeah. It's not. It's not. I just. I think they're a dead franchise. Sorry, Mr. Bag. I think Bag's. You know. I think Bag was.
You think he'd agree with you on that?
Yeah, I think he's a little.
The reason I thought they, you know, again, we're talking regular season. I do admit they didn't play well in the playoffs.
Yeah, I just.
You know, and I felt it was a little bit like what we usually see with San Jose, where they have a great regular season, and then they're out of gas by the time they hit the playoffs. That's what I thought happened. But, you know.
But, like, with Richards, they traded Richardson. He left and went to Arizona. I think he maybe just went as a free agency. And Cassie, they had all this momentum on their third and fourth lines last year going into that.
I didn't like Cassian
going. They just didn't do it. Matthias. They lost Matthias from last year's team. They lost all their other than Derek Dorsett. They lost Matthias and Cassian and Richardson. Those were like three other guys that went in the corners and did all the dirt.
Cassian
work.
That was a big loss.
You know, Chris Higgins is his other winger. I'm down on. I don't think their defense ever really wants it that bad, and is Verbata going to play above his head, and are they going to pack it in? And Miller's, if Miller doesn't play, I mean Markstrom hasn't stopped a shot, you know, 5 years in the NHL level. So that's why I picked them sixth.
And who did you have at number four?
Well, I had Calgary, but then because I'm going San Jose four or three. I'm going San Jose three.
Well, look, San Jose has got.
Where do you have them, fifth?
Yeah, they've got amazing talent. Okay, there's a lot of talent there in San Jose.
They have to want it,
and problem. They have great fans. But here's the problem: they never seem to. They're in disarray. It seems like
they are.
So am I, apparently.
They are, but. Here's what they did. They went out and got two absolutely great, solid citizens. I don't have enough good things to say about Paul Martin. I think if the Kings at the deadline went and got Paul Martin, they'd have made the playoffs and probably, you know, would have been playing Chicago. I think the Kings should have went after him in free agency then. You know, I just – Paul Martin's a steady guy, gives you 30 minutes on defense. Everyone loves him. He's easygoing. He plays tough when he has to. Puck mover. Play all phases of the game. And they got our old buddy, the clutch winner, Joel Ward. The ex-Capital guy that knows how to score big goals.
Kind of
team guy. Okay, got big shoulders. Yep. Can kind of... I just think this team's gonna. And
why do you think that team, though, as good as they are, with as much talent as they've got, has sort of been in the twilight zone?
I think because they have a problem with the leadership at the top. I don't know. Now McClellan's gone now, so now they got Peter DeBoer, who's a good coach,
right? Yeah,
I think a little fresh energy in there, and I just see them coming. I just think, you know, they got Logan Couture, Tomas Hertl, your
who
guy
I love.
From I think our first episode.
Yeah,
he's got to show up now. I mean, he's
I know
if he's going to be your
last year
now's the time to start.
He looked like it at first, and now
I mean, to me, the only thing I don't like about him is they still got Rafi Torres. but you know, I just think that you know if Marlowe can bounce back enough where they can trade him for someone, or they can trade Thornton. I mean, I love Joe Pavelski. He's a man among boys. And they got Martin Jones now.
Well, does help.
And, you know, Niemi, he is, you know, as much as I'm counting on Niemi to turn the fortune around in Dallas, because they, you know, in Dallas for the you know, for them, I just think Martin Jones is going to be, he's going to do wonders for them. I just love Paulie Martin lining up with Brett Burns. I mean, let Burns freelance even more. And Joel Ward on the third line. And I just think they added some solid citizens, and I think they have a new breath of fresh air. Does it mean they're not going to choke in the playoffs? No.
Yeah.
But I think it means that they're going to...
Something's never changed.
I think it means they're going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
And to me, the biggest...
To me, they certainly have the talent, too.
To me, the biggest decision is between third and fourth with them. And I picked them third and Calgary fourth. So, by rights, they both make the playoffs, you know, so...
Okay. Now,
you know, I guess...
Moving on. Okay.
The two teams we didn't talk about yet, I have... The Connor McDavid's at fifth.
I have the Connor McDavid's at sixth.
Okay.
And how is he playing so far in the preseason?
I think he's playing pretty good. But I was in San Francisco over the weekend, and as much as I love preseason hockey, I don't TiVo preseason hockey.
I'm surprised.
The regular season I TiVo, but
of course,
no, because then you TiVo an Edmonton game, and it's the one that the Connor doesn't dress so. And I came home and my TiVo was down to 3%.
Uh-oh.
I'd immediately just strike about 400 Disney things. It's like, hockey season's coming, ladies.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. So, but I Edmonton at fifth, I love them. I mean, Edmonton, they threw out all the old cronies, everyone from the Gretzky era that all polishes the rings and thinks they make personnel decisions are gone now. They brought in Peter Chiarelli from Boston, and Todd McCullough of San Jose, who's a good coach.
Well, I think that's true, and I think they are a franchise for the future. I think you're going to see Edmonton Oilers returning to a lot of their old glory if they keep going the direction they are in, but I think it's a year or so away.
It's definitely, they'll be still playing golf in April.
Yeah.
But I think they're headed some people.
They are headed in the right direction.
Yeah, they're headed in the right direction. I mean, Eberle being hurt doesn't really help. But, you know, I think Yakupov, Nail, who I took on my fantasy team, I'm expecting bigger things from. Taylor Hall. Taylor Hall's turned into a man. They got to get stuff. They get somebody out of the Nuge. And I really like they got Sakara, and I love the fact they got Greiba. They got some defense now. And they got Cam Talbot from the Rangers to play goal. So they finally got a couple guys that can play defense. They got Greiba that can throw an elbow at someone's head after roughing up Nuge or McDavid. They kind of got a spine now, which they haven't had.
No, they needed
and McCullough is going to. McCullough has a spine. And Chiarelli has a spine. They're not going to let these little kids get run around.
No, McCullough, good coach.
Yeah. So I think they're ready, man. I really do.
Okay, I still think it's a year or so away, but they are looking good. They're going in the right direction.
We'll talk about them more as the season goes because it's gonna be fun to watch. Now, of course, last and certainly least,
certainly one we all agree on.
Yes, the Arizona Coyotes, their biggest move is staying in Arizona.
Or adding John Scott.
Yeah. There you go. What can you say about a team that their best player is Anton Vermette came back to golf again for another regular season before he gets right? And, yeah. I mean, their best player is – well, I mean, if you take away Ekman-Larsson on the
fence. Ekman-Larsson.
He's awesome. But,
he's okay, awesome.
Their best forward, was a scratch in Chicago. Came back to score two big goals in the playoffs.
True.
But was a healthy scratch.
I thought he was very good in the playoffs.
He was a healthy scratch. I mean, the coolest thing about Arizona is Max Domi, Ty Domi.
I like Max Domi.
Max Domi. And you know who I love? I love the Duke, Anthony Duclair.
Uh-huh.
Thank God the Rangers traded him for Yandel. Or he'd be a menace in Manhattan.
And Max Domi, I always loved his dad.
Yeah,
so
this guy can score. I mean, what do you think about their two top right defensemen, or Zdeněk McCulloch, who I say is a traffic cone, and Nicholas Grossman, who's probably slower,
yeah,
but a little bigger. I mean, those are the two worst. Why would you go back to Zdeněk? I mean, he must have naked photos of the mayor of Glendale.
Well, something's going on, yeah.
I mean, I can't believe they brought him back. And then Smith played terrible last year.
Well, Smith had a horrible year.
He played horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
I always thought Smith was pretty talented, but he did not have a good year.
He didn't have a good year. The only thing they can really be happy about is Tippett didn't quit, because Tippett's a really solid coach and a good guy. And just wait for the young stars. Just really wait for these guys to step up. But I mean, you know, Mike, I mean, Hansel and Shane Doan, I mean, they just must love golfing because they never want to move at the deadline. They go, we want to stay. They want to stay here and wait till we're good. It's like, Shane Doan, you'll be waiting forever. You know, I don't know.
Well, I definitely think they're a few years away.
But Ekman Larson is an absolute stud. So hopefully, for the people of Arizona, I hope he sticks around.
Yeah, very talented.
All right. Well, there's another division. Easy for me to say that we did not agree on.
Yeah, we didn't agree.
So let's come back and we'll talk a little. We'll take some Twitter news after these very important commercial.
Let's check out those tweets.
All right, everybody, let's get ready to buy tickets on SeatGeek. SeatGeek's the best, Johnny Bench, because you know we are going to go to Vegas and check out the Frozen Fury LA Kings with the Colorado Avalanche. And guess how we're getting our tickets? We're using SeatGeek, everybody. SeatGeek, we're using the code PUCK. And you know what the code PUCK gets you? It gets you $20 off your purchase. SeatGeek is the best. I've tried all the other seat finder places, ticket options. It's the best because you get the best deal because they're looking at one site. When you punch up SeatGeek, you get hundreds of sites. That's what happens because SeatGeek pulls the ticket options from hundreds of online ticket sellers to create a one-stop shop for tickets. When you shop SeatGeek, you're seeing virtually every ticket option available for that game, all on one page. No need to go anywhere else. Also, they have this great feature called Deal Score. It ranks every ticket in the market with a 1 to 100 value and plots the best deals on the color-coded interactive map. It is very cool. It's really good, and it makes it really easy to find out where the best tickets are, and of course, you know, we're all busy. We're on the subway, we're on the train, we're driving, and SeatGeek has a mobile app which makes the ticket buying process seamless and easy. No more trying to type in squiggly letters you can't read into a box the other sites make you do. No, on SeatGeek, you can even store your credit card. So basically, your ticket is just two quick taps away. Nothing easier than getting into a game or a concert. I just saw AC/DC. Boom. You know, and now Van Halen's coming. You SeatGeek and you get $20 back. Yes. You know how you do that? You download the free SeatGeek app today. You enter the promo code PUCK. P-U-C-K, then SeatGeek will send you $20 once you've made your first SeatGeek purchase. And this is a big one, Johnny, every ticket purchased on SeatGeek is backed by a 100% guarantee.
That's awesome.
Download SeatGeek app today and enter the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K.
Oh, we're back on Puck Off.
We're back on Puck Off. We got to check the tweets.
Tweets.
Maybe we're not back.
Maybe we're not. Let's see where the tweets are.
Did you send?
They're all in an email.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right.
Johnny Bench. Johnny Bench is on top.
He got the new equipment. The new equipment makes us sound better than ever, I've noticed.
That's why Johnny gets the... That's why Johnny...
Even my stupid mistakes and off comments sound better on a clearer microphone. Nice job.
Actually, WN with a professional.
Oh, no, were you? Come on, Johnny. I can't believe
it. No. We get
he would bust in there to diss.
We have Dana Sherry, who's a big friend of the show. I'm sure he's talking about Dallas's number one winger, along with Ben and Sagan. He's going to play on their wing. Nikushkin. Well, you know what? They're playing Pittsburgh the first night of the season, or the second night on Thursday. So I guess I'll hear it 1,000 times. Hopefully not when he scores.
Uh-huh. Didn't I pick them number one in their division?
I think you did. I think you did, yeah.
I like the Stars.
There you go. We'll have to Johnny Bench.
I think it's Nichushkin. Nichushkin.
Oh, there you go. Look at Johnny. Look at the big brain on Johnny.
Yeah.
Nichushkin. Yeah. Nichushkin. Okay.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. All right. Well, Dana, thank you.
Yeah.
Dana, he's a funny man. He would like to offer his services as director of player name pronunciation.
Yeah, well, I need that. Dana, help me out.
Yeah, come on in. You're right now.
Dana, help me.
Yeah, send your avails to Johnny Bench.
Yeah, you might have a gig.
You might have a gig. And then Dana asks us, who do you and Frazier have leading the league in PMs?
That's a good one.
So I said Steve Downey, who led him last year for the Penguins. He moved on to Arizona. We didn't somehow include him in our Pacific Division talk, but I pick either him or the funny man Antoine Roussel, the Frenchman, the flying Frenchman.
Flying Frenchman
from Dallas.
Yeah,
he's one of my favorites.
I'm going with John Scott.
Well, look, yeah. Well, you know, John, he get them all in one game.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, duly noted. It's definitely coming from Arizona.
Yeah,
because they'll be out of a lot of games. Okay,
and they got to lead the league in something.
This guy, thank you for being stoked to see me with Bill Burr at the Chicago Theater. It's going to be fun. We'll get a lot of Big Al's.
Oh, man, that's going to be a good show.
Big Al's steak sandwiches there.
Big show.
Italian sandwiches, excuse me. Okay, which player who has not won a cup yet do you think deserves his name on the cup? And then he gives Lundqvist, Aginla, Thornton. Who do you say, Frey? Who would you like to see his name on the cup?
All deserving, those guys. Let me see. Iggy.
I go with Iggy as well.
Yeah.
I think he's always been a complete good soldier. And he came so close winning with Calgary that year when they lost to Tampa Bay. And he's such a good soldier. He didn't tell Dan Blausman he was full of crap, put him on a third line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Iggy, he probably has more goals. He definitely has more goals than anybody who hasn't won a cup that's still playing.
Very talented, very hard worker.
Yeah. I'd say Hank is second on that list to me. Thornton, I think there's a lot of players even with Thornton that could go, but definitely Iggy. That's a good. It's a great question.
Good question, yeah.
Hawks fans are hoping Rundblad goes away. Hope we sign Wisnowski or Hayda can take his place. Also, Taves and Hossa, not Kane. Okay. You guys don't like Rundblad? The Penguins will take him. Rundblad's a top four in Pittsburgh. I think you guys did sign Wisnowski. I almost think you did. I'm sorry I'm not caught up on that. I hate is old as hell.
Now, the Kane issue, the last thing I saw was that it looks like he may be cleared. Is that where it's at?
Well, I know that the rape kit, and got to wash my mouth out, was saying that was like tampered with or something.
Something happened there. And then
Kane was like, well, why would I tamper if I did nothing wrong? Yeah, I don't know. It's a, you know... We like to keep it light on this show.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get too heavy on that.
Yeah.
But it is a heavy issue for sure.
Right.
And you don't want him to get off just because he's a celebrity. I don't think that's
right. We never.
But it looked like it may have been a thing the girl's mom.
You're a big celebrity and you still pay your parking tickets.
I do. Not very
and there's
often,
no one bigger in this town.
Well, I don't think so, but thank you. But you gave me a good idea. From now on, no more parking tickets.
Tell the officer you'll announce his name.
Incorrectly on the show. Unless Dana helps me, then I'm okay.
You'll play anyone's song except Wayne Gretzky's former girlfriend.
Even for the great one.
Even for the great one. I love that. That's still our best puck-off story ever.
Actually, true story. Yeah. Well, all right.
What's sad is I should have looked at... Actually, I'm gonna after our next commercial break, I'm going to address... Because I believe Hayda got signed somewhere else in Wisnowski... I think Wisnowski did get signed by Chicago Senses.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Joe Bartnik-Apakoff here talking about FanDuel. You guys doing FanDuel? I'm doing it. I mean, I'm glad it changes every week because I want to be one of the people getting some of that over $75 million because, I mean, you know, they're throwing money around, you know, like a drunk sailor at a strip club, Johnny. We gotta get our hands on some of that stuff. But the cool thing is, it changes every week. Cause just think about it. Think of how many people have Big Ben on their fantasy team, and now they're shattered But on FanDuel, it's boom. You just pick a new quarterback this week, which is what I'm going to do because, of course, I had Big Ben last week. I don't think I'm going to go with Vic. but that's another story. But FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football with more winners, more payouts than any other site. The money is real. They are paying over $75 million a week this football season. Building a team is easy. Just pick your players, stay under the salary cap, and sit back on Sunday and watch your team win, or Thursday or Monday. Entry fees start at just $1, so anyone can play. Now, you know, I mean, the thing is like it changes every week. So you lost last week like me, you're going to get jumped back in this week. That's the whole point of everything. So go to FanDuel.com, and in the corner, there's a microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and there's a code. Type in PUCK. That's P-U-C-K, PUCK, and start playing today. And if you use the special code PUCK, P-U-C-K, there's a special offer, and every dollar you deposit towards FanDuel will match it, up to $200. So basically, if you spend $200, you get a free $200. That basically means there's 200 different leagues you can try, because there's some of the leagues are just $1, and as a big money spender, I sometimes use a $5 league. But you know, I'm big time Johnny Bench when it comes to FanDuel money. But everybody, please use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K. Remember, that's FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com, FanDuel. FanDuel.com. It makes football season so much more exciting as we wait for hockey season. Hey, everybody. I did my little research here, and it turns out that Lubinov Vyshnovsky, we have to get Dana here to help us with that pronunciation. He played a little bit for the Blackhawks. I guess he was signed by the Blackhawks. I knew he was signed somewhere for a minute. And he's already been released. I like the term waived, when they wave you goodbye. But he was released. Jan Hayda. That old man, remember him from the Avalanche days? He is still playing for the Blackhawks. So, yes, he can, you know, he could help out, I guess, to get rid. You guys can get rid. You guys want to get rid of a Runblad. So, there's where we stand. And that's our crack research team. All right. Okay. What are your top sleeper picks on your fantasy team? On my fantasy team, I don't have any sleeper picks. I think I picked David Krejci, and he lasted, I think, till the very end. Because I think if he can come back for Boston and score some power play goals, I think it looks like a good pick for me. Okay, here's our final question of the week. And once again, Dana Shiri, while you're part of the show this week, which ex-Blackhawk will score more goals with his new team, Saad or Sharp?
Oh, man, great question.
Great question.
Boy, that's a good one. I'm going with Saad.
Good answer. I will take Mr. Saad as well, because he will be playing on the number one line, and he will get ultimate power playing time. You know, and he's the number one option in Columbus. Sharp is about the number six or seven option in Dallas. So
yeah, especially now. Well, you know, good question, though. And I guess I'm sticking with Saad.
Yeah, Saad has a great young center to give him the puck. We're going with Saad. But super question. Super great show this week.
Really enjoyed this
Thanks
one.
For
although,
hanging out.
I got to tell you, from now on, I refuse to be on the show without my interpreter, Dana. Yeah. But I did have a great time. This was a wonderful show.
Your picks are
ready for
picks
the season.
Outlandish as usual.
Of
but
course.
But you're right most of the time. So, what can you say?
But you know what? I am excited about the season. I know you are. It's coming up real soon.
Yeah, next week will be our famous our picks for the finals.
Yeah.
And TSN released its top 50 players right now.
Oh, okay.
So we will go through, since there won't be any of our awards, we'll see what they're full of. And we'll have all the cuts and player movements, and we'll see if they're full of BS or anything like that.
Yeah, let's check that out.
Some shows around LA, the Comedy Store, blah, blah, blah. But then starting the 18th through Halloween, I'm with the great friend of the show, the great Bill Burr, all through the Midwest. And all the hockey cities, come say hello. We'll love you. We'll have some puck off swag for you, too.
Sweet.
Captain, where are you going to be?
Do we have any news on that Puckoff Schwager? Or do we have to hold that.
We're definitely going to have Puckoff Schwager. We'll put it that way.
Let's put it this way. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be cool as hell.
Yeah, and that's going to be a great show. See,
there's my lovely dog saying yes, it's great.
The doggy loves the Schwag.
The doggy loves the Schwag.
And great shows with Bill Burr, man. That's such a great lineup. You and Bill.
Yeah, and we're also going to have Verzi too. It's going to be
Verzi's awesome.
Yeah, too. it's a triple threat right there.
What a show.
It's going
to
be fun.
And I'm going to be playing around the usual spots. I'm going to Vegas to play the Tropicana with Dom Irrera.
Yes.
Mid-month in October.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
That'll be great. And I'm, at the Laugh Factory coming up with Tim Allen.
Yes.
Next week. And I'm playing locally at Laugh Factory and Comedy Store and all those spots.
All of our normal haunts.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Mothership, 95.5 KLOS. I'm there every Sunday night from 10 till 2 p.m. I love it when the Puck Off fans check in. Thank you for doing that. And I've got a new show coming up on Laugh Factory Channel, a talk show that starts next Tuesday, the 6th of October at 1 p.m., and then you can get it on demand.
Look at that. The best right there, the captain.
Well, this was a fun show, man.
It's always
love
the best.
This one.
Johnny Bench.
Johnny, good job.
You're the best.
The new equipment. We sound clear as a bell.
Yes, look at that.
Yeah.
All righty.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
All right. Everyone, enjoy the regular season.
Yep.
Coming right up.
Here we go. We are out.